The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Clarity is available. Clarity. Clarity is available. This is not a long-winded sermon. In fact, it's a little sermon. A relatable presentation to the times many of us are growing through. We've got to grow through these seasons. We can't go through them. We have to grow through them. And clarity today is available. You know, the holidays are here. And the pandemic is reaping a whirlwind around the world. And maybe you don't have a need. Maybe there is no need to listen about clarity being available. Well, this show's not for you. This presentation is not for you. The Holy Spirit put clarity is available on my heart specifically for those who have a need. You know, when we have a need, there is a name. And we have to learn how to call on that name. And that name is Lord Jesus Christ. Yeshua in the Hebrew. Fulfilled 100 times in the Old Testament prophecies. Prophecies through his birth, his death, his resurrection. He was called by many names. All are revelatory as to who he is, his heart towards us, and the character of the God we serve. The Old Testament prophecies of the Savior creates a foundation on which we stand. They tell us who to look for in the New Testament. The Old Testament prophecies tell us who to look for in the New Testament. The New Testament is established upon and revealed in the Old. One does not stand without the other. It was through prophetic words that wise men eagerly awaited the Messiah's first coming, and even now, a wise humanity awaits his return. Clarity, my friend, my brother, my family members, clarity right now is available. And in our quiet times, we have to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ truly is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. He always was, always is, and always will be. And so in the season of Christmas, we talk about right now, Emmanuel, God with us. God is with you no matter what the day brings. He is there. No matter what the challenges of the season, He is with us and He is with you right now. God is with you today and He will be with you and myself tomorrow. That's Emmanuel, God with us. The name Emmanuel first appeared in Isaiah and again in Matthew when the prophecy of his coming was fulfilled. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she'll call his name Emmanuel. That's emphasis is mine, but you'll find that in Isaiah chapter 7, 14. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Clarity is available. I want you to listen to this again. When we pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When we walk through the fire, we shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch us. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I will be with you. And so, when we say clarity is available, get in your heart, Emmanuel, God is with us. So all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And this is the New Testament version in Matthew chapter 1, verses 22-23. Emmanuel, clarity is available. Emmanuel, God is with us, the Holy One of Israel and our Savior. No matter the depths of the waters or the force of the mighty rushing rivers, God is with us, and we are with Him.